The government will salute the Rio Olympic delegation with a three-day program of celebratory activities over Heroes Weekend. The program will run from October 14 to 16 and is designed to honor the achievements of our athletes and demonstrate national pride in their performances. It's being organized by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport. Celebrations kick off on Friday, October 14 with a reception hosted by the Prime Minister on the lawns of Jamaica House. The festivities continue with the Rio athletes being guests of honor at a sports gala and award ceremony set up for the National Indoor Sports Center on October 15. During the event, each Olympian, along with their coaches and other officials, will receive cash awards.
We acknowledge that there can be no monetary award that is adequate to demonstrate our appreciation of the achievements of our champions. But we hope that this in some way will give credence to our gratitude.
The gala will feature some of Jamaica's internationally renowned artists, including Chronix, Christopher Martin, Kevin Downswell, Spice, and Omi. The evening will also see performances from the Wilmers Dance Troupe, the National Youth Chorale, and specially choreographed dances by Lantoinette Stein. More on the monetary awards. Minister Grange says after examining the method of awarding athletes in other countries, the government signed off on an award system.
For a gold medal, we will be awarding $10,000. For silver, it will be the equivalent of $7,500. For bronze, the equivalent of $5,000. For the relay gold, the equivalent of $6,000 shared by all six members of the relay. And for relay silver, the equivalent of $4,000. Relay bronze, $3,500. For finalists, those who have not medaled, but they made the finals, they will get the equivalent of $3,500. And non-finalists, that means those who went to Rio but did not make the finals, they will get $2,500.
The awardees will also include Jamaica's Paralympians. Managers and other officials will receive a sum of $1,000 each. Back to the festivities. On Sunday, October 16, the Jamaica National Building Society will host the Jamaica National 5K Run Walk in the streets of Falmouth, a charity event headlined by Usain Bolt and the Usain Bolt Foundation, featuring other Olympic athletes. Yet another gala will be hosted, this time in Western Jamaica, on Sunday evening at the Melea Bracco Village in Trelawney. Minister Grange says this will afford citizens in Western Jamaica the opportunity to participate in the salute of our sports ambassadors. Sponsors for the grand weekend include Campari, J. Ray & Nephew, Jamaica National Building Society, Wisingo, Supreme Ventures Limited, Shipping Association of Jamaica, Jamaica Urban Transit Company, Sandals Resorts International, Stewart's Automotive Group, and Melea Bracco Village. And Minister Grange says there is room for more partners. For Jamaicans at home and abroad who want to join in the festivities, the gala will be broadcast live on television and streamed via the internet. The salute to the athletes will take a more permanent tone with the erection of four statues. Renowned Jamaican artist and sculptor Basil Watson will produce statues of Usain Bolt, Veronica Campbell-Brown, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce and Asafa Powell to honor their outstanding contribution to the development of Jamaican track and field. Basil Watson has also sculpted the statue of sports icon Herb McKinley. The monuments are to be completed over the next 2 years.
We'll be commissioning statues to be placed in the National Stadium Statue Park as part of the wider development plan for the stadium complex, which of course includes the National Sports Museum.
The first two statues of Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce will be completed in time for the Jamaica 55 Independence celebrations in 2017, while the statues of Veronica Campbell-Brown and Asafa Powell will be completed the following year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.